You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I finished at the foundation the end of July, and I started with Snake just over a week ago.
You started up and running straight away, launching a very important campaign, which is actually a campaign that is co-run with Family Matters. And it's about a policy paper, a joint policy paper that you're launching today. Tell us about this policy paper.
Yeah, well, the policy paper is just provides a little bit more detail about one of the asks that came out of the Family Matters campaign, and that's for a national dedicated Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children's Commissioner. And we've got around 80 supporters for this idea, and we're releasing a paper today, a discussion paper, position paper that will explain what it's about and why we're calling for it. But I think the fundamental reason is that we have a problem, we have a crisis with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children going into out-of-home care at ever-increasing numbers. And we think that a dedicated children's commissioner would help put a brake on that and help keep governments accountable and so maintain a focus on addressing this issue over the next 5 to 10 years.
State and territories have children's commissioners. I can quote one like Victoria recently, about 2 years ago. Justin Mohammed, South Australia have got one. Other states have got a children's commissioner. Why is it lacking on a national level?
Well, I think two of the states have children's commissioners. So Victoria, you mentioned Justin, and April Laurie's the commissioner in South Australia. And both of those positions have been quite successful. So they're a good model to base, for us to base the call of a national commissioner on. There is a national children's commissioner who's based in the Human Rights Commission. In spite of that, we're still seeing ever-increasing numbers of our kids going into out-of-home cares. You know, this is a way to, I think, better coordinate and join up efforts that are going on at the state and territory level. You know, we'd like to see children's commissioners in each state, in each jurisdiction, and a national commissioner.
Three main reasons why it is important are outlined in the policy, which are because you just mentioned some of them being, one of them being the high rate of Indigenous children being in out-of-home care. Can you tell us two more? Which ones are they?
Well, it's really about getting better accountability from government and also having a focus on getting better policy and program effort around this area as well. You know, we have policies coming out across the country around permanent care where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids can be placed in care permanently without the permission of parents. And now that's a situation that we find abhorrent. And it's not going to arrest the numbers of our kids going into the child protection system. So the call for a national children's commissioner will give us a dedicated resource focused on our kids. And it's not just about child protection. It's also about improving the well-being and health outcomes for our kids as well.
It's children and young people, because we are not talking just about the younger ones, also the ones who are actually more and more having issues in the society, and issues that could be addressed, like there's disadvantage and discrimination and so on. It's all listed in the paper, which is a very, very thorough document. And there are key principles that align with the United Nations principles as well that are not being addressed by the federal government?
No, I think when we talk about human rights or the rights of children, I think conservative governments get a bit nervous about rights. But if you really have a close look at the UN rights of the child, they're very common sense principles that all children should enjoy. And it's things like safety, good well-being, right to an education, and at the And underpinning all of that really is just the opportunity to be children and to, you know, grow up happy and safe and have a good life. It's what happens in those early years is the biggest determinant of how your life's going to be. That's really what the children's rights principles are about. They shouldn't be a threat to anyone. They're just, and if you read them, they're quite common sense principles, and they're the things that all people would want for their children.
What would be the functions of and powers of a National Indigenous Children's Commissioner?
Those would have to be determined, but in general, I think we'd like, you know, the commissioner to be able to have the power to get information from the states and the federal government, the jurisdictions. You know, we'd like them to be reporting to Parliament, and you know, we'd like them to have some independence so that they can work with the community to design what sort of responses and what sort of accountability should be in place. So we really don't want a commissioner that's going to be, you know, just controlled by a minister. It's something that needs to go through a legislative process, and it needs to have some independence, and you know, it needs to have good tenure. But it needs to be somebody that has the skills and experience to operate in this space and understands the needs of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, their families and our community.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, Richard Weston, thank you so much for taking the time to explain to us what's going on this campaign. And I have to remind our listeners that you and the Family Matters campaign are spearheading this policy paper, but you've got the backing of so many other organizations. I can quote a few, like the ACU, Justice for Investment, Amnesty International, RMIT, so many, Old Child, so many organizations supporting this call.
Yeah, thank you, Bertrand. And look, if people want to take action on this and read the paper, write to your local MP and really support us in this call for a National Commissioner.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.